This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
Today was one of those days where I read the first reading and was like, thanks be to God. I mean, we were just told that someone had leprosy and they were going to be banned outside of their town. It doesn't seem like much rejoicing for that word. And today, I thought of this quote that I heard from Mother Teresa when I was thinking about today's gospel. It says, "Let no one ever come to you without leaving better or happier. Let no one ever come to you leaving without being better or happier." See, this is a constant theme we hear in the Gospels. No one comes to Jesus without feeling better or happier, especially the sick. But what does it mean for that to be better and happier? It's more than just being healed of your sickness. It is that Jesus restores the sick person to his or her proper status, role, or place in life and in their community. Well, what do I mean by this? Well, first we have to look at what leprosy meant at the time of Jesus. When Jesus healed people, he healed the people that were considered outcasts of their religion or of the culture. He often helped people who could not worship in the synagogue because of their illness or their disease or their status or because of their public sins. In healing a person, one could now worship in the synagogue. They could return to their families. They could hold their head up without feeling shame. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better or happier. In the story of the leper that we heard today, once a leper was healed and declared clean, he or she could return to worship in their community. They could go back to their family. He could return and be the person that they were before leprosy ever occurred. Jesus restored meaning again to their life. Last week, we heard the story of Peter's mother-in-law being healed. And what did she do immediately? She began to serve Jesus and his disciples. She was healed enough to resume her status, her role, and her function in that family. Jesus restored meaning to her life. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier or better. You and I are not able to heal people like Jesus was able to, but we can restore meaning to someone's life by how we interact with them. For example, if someone comes to you to tell you something awful that he or she has done, we can remind the person that he or she is still loved and cared for by God and by us, no matter how awful that awful thing may seem to be. Thus, restoring in them some sense of life. Or if someone comes to you who has hurt you or wronged you in some way, we can forgive them and begin a new relationship by restoring the friendship. Let no one come to you without leaving better or happier. Leaving people better or happier is not easy. Leaving people better or happier does not mean that we have to be happy all the time. But leaving people better or happier can be a goal of ours to strive for. When people are done talking with us, are they more joyful, optimistic, or inspired? Or when people are done talking to us, are they more bitter or pessimistic or burdened? Mother Teresa also said this, "If I ever become a saint, I will surely be one of darkness. I will continually be absent from heaven to light the light of those in darkness on earth." You and I can be bearers of light in dark places and situations in our world. We can do this today. We don't have to wait till we're saints or till we're in heaven. But we can be heralds of the good news of love and mercy and forgiveness. You and I can restore meaning to people's lives. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better or happier.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.